Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tweeted out a picture of a box of cereal that my wife had bought my son and my daughter, actually more my son. We talked about these combination cereals that Craig's kids call Game Changers. Now, what was the name? What was the Game Changer cereal?
It was Fruit Loops with marshmallows.
Yeah, okay.
Which we still have some in the cabinet back
there.
Okay,
was it Fruit Loops and Lucky Charms? Just called Fruit Loops and marshmallows.
No, it's Fruit Loops with marshmallows.
Okay,
because
the Game Changer.
Lucky Charms already has marshmallows.
Yeah, I know that, but this is what this was. This was Frosted Flakes and Lucky Charms mixed together.
In a moment.
And so I tried it, and I thought it'd be more of a Game Changer. It wasn't. It was Frosted Flakes with the marshmallows in it, basically. I mean, it was good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it was worth it. It's worth all that sugar. But
remember when they sold cereal in those little like six packs?
Oh, I love those.
Oh yeah, the little
as
boxes.
A kid, I used to mix them then.
Little boxes.
Yeah, I used to mix those. Yeah, because that wasn't enough for one kid.
Those ones that they called an individual serving, but it was really more like about a third serving.
Well, actually, it is really an individual serving.
Not
the way we eat. Like, yeah,
or who eats
kids
that much?
Eat that way.
No, there was perforation in it where you could actually use it as a bowl, but
nobody ever did that.
That was never enough. Yeah. A lot of times that happened. You know,
I did that too. I double up on those things.
I'd suicide three or four of them.
Yeah, but people freak when they see different cereal now. I've got a lot of hits. People love the Frosted Flakes and Lucky Charms.
I do.
In the moment.
Petey's in the house.
Yo.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
We need Petey.
Mm. Get aggressive this weekend?
Yes.
Okay, this guy got aggressive.
Yeah.
Oh. Why don't you play this guy?
All right. This is out of Florida from the Polk County Sheriff's Department. They have released 911 audio of a gentleman who was driving drunk.
Yeah, you probably didn't
911.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
This aggressive. Petey did not get this aggressive.
No, no, he Ubers it. He Ubers aggressive.
Safely. Safely did.
Yes.
Safely Ubered.
911, what's the address of your emergency? Hello?
I don't know. I'm too drunk. I don't know where I'm at.
Okay, what is it you're trying to report, sir?
I was just drunk driving.
You're drunk driving right now?
Yeah, all night.
Okay, can you pull over somewhere? So
no, but they won't.
Where are you
he
right now?
There? He
I don't know.
He
did. Yeah.
Where have you pulled over to?
I don't know what street this is here, but it's right in front of the police station in Warren Raven. I think I'm going to go get something to eat. They can catch up with me.
What did you say
Where's
there?
Where have you been all night?
They can catch up with me.
Yeah, I'm going to go get something to eat. They can catch up with me.
Got it.
Where have you been all night?
Driving around, trying to get pulled over, actually.
What is your last name?
No. I don't feel like giving that to you right now.
Okay, are you in the parking lot?
No, I'm driving on the wrong side of the road.
Now you're driving on the wrong side of the road. Officers are looking for you right now. I need you to pull over right now.
I am pulled over. You don't need to tell me what to do.
Sir, you called for help. I'm trying to help you.
Look, I'll park in the middle of the road.
I don't want you parking in the middle of the road. I want you to pull into a lot.
You know what? You don't have to. I'll have to let you go. I've got to talk to the police officers.
Man. Yeah, man. So it wasn't a prank.
It was not a prank.
And they got him. Thank you. He would have killed somebody. But
he
still
was in the middle of the road. I think he had stopped in the middle of the road, actually. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he never does say where he's at, though. How'd they find him?
We said he was in front of the police station.
I know.
Yeah, at one point he was in front of the police station.
So it must be a town that we know where everybody
knows
a cop station.
They probably got GPS on his phone.
Yeah, that's true.
They're in Winter Haven. I don't know.
911.
Somebody's really drunk driving down Granton Road.
Which way are they going?
They are going...
towards Granton or towards Neillsville?
Towards Grand.
Okay, are you behind them, or...
No, I am them.
That's where I am them came from. Yeah. That's what you say when you're drunk.
She
I am them.
Was sincere. Yeah, the guy
yes.
Was, he was kind of a dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he said he'd been driving around all day trying to get busted.
Does he have a... I mean, we know he has a problem, but I don't understand his mindset.
Oh, well...
Just stop drinking...
Maybe this will help.
...and driving.
No. No, you don't get it.
Because this is going to cost him a lot of money now. He got busted for DUI. It's going to be a, you know...
Yeah.
But you
of course I don't get it.
You don't get it.
Right. It's all
Here's
about
the thing.
That's the great drug.
Because back
drug.
In the day when I might have gotten a car with a little buzzed, I never wanted the cops around.
Okay, but get this.
There was never a drunk driving challenge among us.
No.
Back in the day. I don't do
no, there wasn't. But Michael Lester admitted to having several beers. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then he had mistakenly swallowed his meth instead of smoking it.
Ah. So he's worried.
So no.
That's why he's up all night.
He was drunk. He had not slept in 4 days.
Oh.
So he's trying to drive it off.
He was trying to get busted. He was out of his meth because he'd eaten it and didn't smoke it. He was drunk. He was just done. And his brain was telling him the only way he was actually gonna stop. The only thing that was going to keep him from going to get more meth and keep this whole thing going was just to get busted. Let's just stop, and it's the only way it's going to happen.
You're right. It's a cry for help.
Yeah.
I go down. But I love it when I didn't give him my name. I'll tell you.
No.
Yeah.
But they're going to find out right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to the cops. Right. I'll be right back.
I'm calling you because I need help. I ain't telling you who I am.
Now you're asking too many questions.
My dad tells a story about his dad. I should let him tell it. He'd tell them. It'd be great. It's about being... driving and drinking because you don't want to. My grandfather back in the day, when he had drank too much, would get bed spins. So instead of going home and laying down, he'd just stay in the car and keep driving.
That makes sense.
But he would drive.
Wow.
But he'd drive to another state.
Well, you got to keep driving, and eventually you're going to hit another state.
And you're not going to get bed spins if you're driving, too.
Right.
Call the old man, puss. It's a great story. And by the way, we're talking like the 50s here, maybe even the 40s. Not that it was correct, but believe me, they drove chariots of steel back
right.
in those
Attitudes
days.
Attitudes were different.
And so, he wasn't going 85 either.
Right. As long as he was upright and moving.
That's why, yeah.
It would help his equilibrium.
Yeah, I just recently heard this story maybe within the past 5 years. And my grandfather's been gone for at least 10 now. Maybe longer, actually. And he was a great, great dude. But he's a guy I told you that he was like in his early 80s, and he was driving. He's leaving, and he just hit a telephone pole, and gave my dad the keys. Said, "I'm done.
Here you go.
I'm done." And not because he was drunk, because he was old and couldn't drive and he couldn't see anything. He said, "I'm done. I'm done. Not awake. Oh, he's here.
No, okay, here he is." Morning, Ed.
Are you listening live, Dad?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Explain more of that story to me. What year would this have been when Pap did this, drove to New York State?
What year?
Turn the radio down.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah.
Drove to New York State.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's got to be...
It's at least 5 hours.
I was going to say, several hours.
Especially in that day. The cars weren't as fast.
I'd say that was probably right back in the early 50s.
Okay, now explain what he did. He didn't like.
Well, I guess he was out and he got loaded.
Yeah.
And when he got loaded, he couldn't go to bed.
Right. Because he got bed. He got bed.
He couldn't lay down. Yeah, he couldn't lay down. So he drove clear off to freaking New York City to sober up.
Now he drove to New York City and turned around and drove back.
Yeah.
Man. And like I said, it's 4 hours from my hometown now. It had to be at least 5 or 6 back then, right?
Well, yeah, because they didn't have all them main highways.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So he drove basically a back roads in New York City.
Wow. I probably drove 22 down to Allentown.
There you go.
Yeah. That's the way I'd have gone.
Living here in Allentown.
That's the way a lot of drunks still take. Harrisburg to New York City.
Now, did that even, in the early 50s, you were like in your early 20s by late teens, early 20s. Did you guys know that he did that? And was it like no big deal?
No, we didn't know about it until
after you get back.
So he did it once?
Just once, yeah.
Okay.
Were there but other...
Was he gone for like all night? Because that's a 10-hour drive. He'd turn around and come
back.
Oh,
yeah, he was gone all night, yeah.
That's probably when he got most of his traveling in. You know, I got to see Maryland and Virginia tonight.
No, New York City. Hey, New York City. He didn't go to Maryland, Virginia.
But, other drugs.
Other drugs. Oh, other no. drugs. On other drives. He drove to D.C. Yeah.
Delaware.
Pittsburgh, whatever. So he drove and then he just turned around. Did he actually get to the city?
I guess he'd get up right out to the outskirts.
Yeah, and just turned around and came back.
Yeah, he turned around and came back. By then he was sobered up.
I bet. I guess 8 hours later you are sober, right?
Yeah.
Depends on how much you had to drink.
and you know what? They didn't do any such thing as drunken driving back then.
There wasn't even a law, was there?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't arrest you.
By the way, we're not making fun of people drinking. Don't drink and drive now. Obviously, it kills people, but this is a long, long time ago. It's still probably dangerous, but there was no laws against it. You told me another story about him. Once again, my grandfather was not a drunk. He just drank like everybody else did in the 40s and 50s. You told me another story where he just was in a field near his house, parked in his car, and the cops just said, go home, Charlie.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
I think so, yeah. I don't know where he was parked, actually. I might have been down around Camp Hill someplace.
All right, there you go, old reference there.
It's just off of 22, isn't it?
Yeah, it is kind of, yeah. Right.
On your way to Allentown.
All right. All right, Dad, thanks. I'll call you later. Love you, man.
Yeah.
All right, see you. Bye-bye. Hoed in New York State.
That's back when America was great. Take 22 through Allentown up to New York City and just drive your drunk off.
Nobody ever touch your grandpa, just put your leg out off the side of the bed on the floor, you know?
Stops
the bed from spinning.
I don't like bed spins either. I haven't had them in a while, but they are the worst. I don't think that ever worked, by the way. I tried that leg over the bed thing, and I still puked.
Yeah, well, that doesn't work that well.
From puking. It stops the bed from spinning.
Oh, we forgot to ask Ed if he wants to go to the Bunny Ranch and take care of that virgin. That chick who's auctioning off her virginity.
He's still listening.
She deserves the golden tongue.
Well, once again, here's the deal with that. When he was out there in his mid-late 70s,
he wanted older chicks,
He said, Mike, I got a granddaughter older than that. When we'd always try to talk him into the early 20s girls.
Yeah.
So he wanted girls in their early 40s.
In his wheelhouse.
30 years younger.
Yeah.
I can see that.
In his wheelhouse.
I can see that.
I understand completely.
Yeah.
Perhaps not his wheelhouse.
You think we got nothing to say to a girl in her early 20s. Ed's got nothing to say to a girl in her early 20s.
Ain't much talking.
Oh, they were hanging out for the weekend.
No, they did.
Not
it was
when
of a date.
Golden Tongue was around.
It was more of a date. You're right. And then there was finished up like Todd's dates with sex.
The way it's supposed to.
The way they're supposed to.
Yeah. Like date night. Should. That's how date night's supposed to finish.
With sex. Or start off with sex. One of the two.
I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That sounded like you and I were talking to each other there, Puss. That was really freaky.
It sounded like we made a little deal there. I think we agreed to something.
That was freaky.
Right. Sounds like the two of you are going to go on a real date. Finally. Finally.
Yeah.
Instead of just, otherwise, it's called going out to eat.
Yeah.
It's not date. It is not date.
Unless it ends with sex or starts with sex, which Puss is fine with.
Or, you know, it's somewhere in between.
Took 22 up through Allentown. Back in those days, remember that.
Only if you're drunk.
Yes.
Did you watch any of the 75th annual Golden Globe Awards?
I watched the monologue. It was pretty good.
Yeah,
and he hammers everybody. He didn't really hammer Trump so much. He just hammers sexual harassment. So he hammered Weinstein. He hammered Spacey. He did some Spacey jokes.
We have that if you want.
Yeah, let's play a little bit. Seth Meyers was great.
Of the Weinstein Spacey bit?
Yeah, fine.
All right.
Harvey Weinstein isn't here tonight. But don't worry, he'll be back in 20 years when he becomes the first person ever booed during the In Memoriam.
I thought about that.
Wow.
That was good.
That's a good line. Wow.
It'll sound like that. Well, despite everything that happened this year, the show goes on. For example, I was happy to hear they're going to do another season of House of Cards. Is Christopher Plummer available for that, too? I hope he can do a Southern accent, because Kevin Spacey sure couldn't. Oh, is that too mean? to Kevin Spacey. Here you go. Here's your setup, Billy. Call Me By Your Name is nominated for Best Motion Picture. It is a gay coming-of-age film.
Said Kevin Spacey, you lost me at of age.
That was Billy Eichner.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, he did some jokes when we went to the crowd, yeah. He did one with the...
Oh, he would give them the setup. And
yeah,
would do
he
the
does
punchline.
It. He does that apparently on the Seth Meyers show with some of his writers.
Much of the monologue dealt with the sexual harassment. He joked that the president would not likely approve of the event's sponsor, the Hollywood Foreign Press.
He had a great line. He had a great line about this is a place people are going to announce men's names on stage where they won't be freaking out. That's what's been happening recently.
Yeah, I don't know. That was
a good bit.
I forget the exact version.
I'll just play another clip. Play a random clip.
But it was funny. Okay, here's a little bit more of Seth Meyers just talking about the issue.
Good evening, ladies and remaining gentlemen. For the male nominees in the room tonight, this is the first time in 3 months it won't be terrifying to hear your name read out loud.
That's it.
Did you hear about Willem Dafoe? Oh, God, no. He was nominated. Don't do that. Don't do that.
They showed Willem Dafoe in a crowd. He laughed his ass off.
He did.
It was hilarious, yeah.
And let's see. You might recognize this from your GPS.
Catherine.
Yes, sir.
I can never follow you.
Oh.
So let's get on there with you. So let's, why do we have?
Why don't we say that here are the nominations?
Yes.
For the record, that was Kirk Douglas.
Yes. And if you couldn't understand him, he said, your vagina gave my son throat cancer.
Oh, was that his daughter-in-law? Yeah, I missed that.
That's Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
That was a GPS my grandpa used. Here it is.
The mistakes that have made.
Turn left.
I decided off as a crook.
Boy, the way I understand he's still kicking, and I love that guy's work, but that was brutal.
Yeah. It was uncomfortable.
I didn't watch it. I missed it. I got DVR'd it.
I saw the clip, and it was just kind of uncomfortable to watch.
People loved hearing Oprah last
night. I haven't watched it.
That was a big deal.
Carol Burnett showed up, which was cool. She introduced something with
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, that was a good bit, too. Yeah.
Jennifer wanted to tug Carol's ear,
right,
apparently.
In the old days.
Last night.
Oprah made a passionate speech about female empowerment. Let's hear some of that.
As we all have lived too many years in a culture broken by brutally powerful men. For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power of those men. But their time is up. Their time is up.
No, their time it's not. Is up. Trump's still in office.
So I want all the girls watching here and now to know that a new day is on the horizon. And when that new day finally dawns, it will be because of a lot of magnificent women, many of whom are right here in this room tonight, and some pretty phenomenal men fighting hard to make sure that they become the leaders who take us to the time when nobody ever has to say, me too, again. Thank you.
Thank you for tossing in the obligatory, the token good guy.
Well, there's guys in the crowd, right. So I'm thinking they're probably thinking, holy crap, they're going to turn on us and murder us sitting here, all of us. Yeah. Do you think Spacey ever works again after that speech?
It might be a while.
Did you see the investigation into Louis C.K.? Said FX, they investigated 8 years of him working at FX, and they all loved him.
Yeah, they found no issues with him specifically at FX.
Yeah, right. I mean,
but it was specifically at FX that they were dealing with.
I'm just saying.
It was FX looking into it.
I know
they
that.
Fired him from everything. He had his hands in a lot of things. You know, producer, executive producer at FX, in addition to the Louis show. There's a couple other projects he was involved in. And they
I think he was in on Baskets.
Yeah. They said, get out of here.
Yeah, but I think Louis does work again. Spacey, I don't think, does. Not at least not in the public eye. Spacey might be
run
a theater somewhere. Who knows, you know?
Louis was also in on that Pamela Adlon show, Better Things.
All right.
That's right.
He can still stay behind the scenes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but he got fired from all that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he probably goes back to work. I bet you Kevin Spacey goes back to work at some point, too.
I think so, too.
And Mel Gibson back?
Yeah.
You know,
Mel Gibson's actually, he wasn't there last night, but he's been at the Golden Globes for years now sitting there, you know? And that was more of a Jew-hating thing.
It's bad. And a drunk thing.
And
a domestic violence thing.
That's who.
And that was what, 15 years ago? 10 years ago?
At least. And now he was in that movie just recently, the comedy.
Daddy's Home, too.
Yeah, he still works a lot, yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's going to take a little longer to forgive people now, you know, under the current environment.
Yeah.
Well, Mel Gibson kind of took the, like, he did some movies that were like, you know, direct to video.
They were good, though. Some of them were really good,
man. Some low level stuff. He worked his way back
up. Yeah, he did. And there's some good action movies. I've seen a couple of those. They're out.
Right, he stopped with the Jew-hating stuff.
Yeah.
Well, publicly.
Out loud.
Yeah.
The out loud Jew-hating.
Yeah.
Right, he didn't put it on the
He's a hardcore fish eater, man.
He stopped calling answering machines.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Depending on how you feel about Jews.
Out of Madison, Wisconsin, police had to arrest a Packer fan hairstylist. The 22-year-old victim told officers that the stylist asked him to stop fidgeting and moving his head during the haircut. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that the stylist then nicked the customer's ear with his clippers before running them down the middle of the man's head on their shortest attachment. Quote, according to the police, leaving him looking a bit like Larry from the Three Stooges.
Saw this story either on vacation. I think it might have been vacation. I retweeted it out and I said, because I didn't realize, I said, what, no mo? I mean, because you could just correct a mo haircut.
Yes.
That's just a bowl thing, basically.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what'd they do? And they gave him a Larry.
They gave him a Larry.
They gave him a Larry, man.
Officers arrested the 46-year-old hairstylist who pleaded not guilty to disorderly conduct.
They should say
right down the middle, huh?
Yeah. He said, that was an accident.
Right down the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That barber needs to take care of Mark Davis, the Raiders owner's head.
He already has a mo. Give him a Larry.
I know. Give him a Larry. It'd be a better look.
At least he's consistent, you know. Clearly he gets like weekly maintenance on that awful cut.
Michael's with us, Grim Reaper. Mr. Skin later on, Petey Mack is here.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.